USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
New reports are implicating Governor Brian Kemp, Republican of Georgia, may have closer ties to China than he's acknowledging. Georgia Governor Kemp awarded a $107 million contract to Dominion Voting Systems 2 weeks after meeting with People's Republic of China Consul General. Kemp met with the Chinese from the Houston Consulate in Atlanta on July 12, 2019. The Houston Consulate was shut down by the U.S. government for being used as a hub for Chinese spies. Israel and Morocco agreed on Thursday to normalize relations in a deal brokered by President Trump, making Morocco the fourth Arab country to set aside hostilities with Israel in the past 4 months. As part of the agreement, the U.S. agreed to recognize Morocco's sovereignty over the Western Sahara. The United States executed convicted felon Brandon Bernard on Thursday. Bernard was convicted in 2000 of murdering Todd and Stacy Bagley on the Fort Hood Army Base in Texas. USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.